The North Stars are back on the ice. Montreal has not yet made an appearance. This is another sellout tonight. The St. Louis game on Saturday night is also a sellout, but there are some standing room tickets available. And you can buy those here at the box office at the Met Sports Center beginning at 9:30 tomorrow morning. Montreal now coming out of the chute. They're on the ice. We're about ready to get underway with the second period of play. Al Shaver went in for a cup of coffee and a little dessert into the center club while I sat here and talked to Canada Dominion? Miss Dominion of Canada. It's not Miss Canada. So I think I had the better of the deal. This is where you hear the play-by-play of the Minnesota North Stars.
9 o'clock, 14 in the Twin Cities. This is your nighttime neighbor to the nation, WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul, 830.
Hello, that cherry.
Okay. Al, you're all ready. Had your coffee and strudel in between periods, and we're all ready for the start of the second period. Here he is, Al Shaver.
North Stars a man advantage. Roberts, a minute and 5 seconds left in his penalty. Maniago defending the west goal to our right, Dryden the east goal to our left. Canadians have one too many men on the ice right now. And now Frank Mahovlich goes off. And Hextall will take the faceoff at center for the North Stars. And John Ashley drops the puck. It comes back to the blue line. Head across on the right side. Nanny shooting it into the Montreal zone. It goes back of the net. Dryden sweeping it away to the right wing board. LaRose is pulled over hard by Hextall.
Swinging.
And got up swinging, but they get away quickly as the puck is shot into the North Star zone. Grant giving it to Nanny. Nanny feeding it out to Hextall. Knocked off his stick, but Nanny carries on over the Montreal line to Parisi. Parisi checked by Tremblay. Nanny getting the puck along the near boards. He's battling with LaRose now, and Tremblay gets it, goes back of his net. Checked by Parisi, comes back again to the right side. Now Tremblay weaving around in his own zone to kill time. Comes to the blue line, feeds it to LaRose. Back in the Montreal zone to LaFerriere. Now out to Savard. Savard at center. Got by Hextall, check, turns back, plays it into his own zone, almost a shot on goal. Now Nevin poking at it, LaFerriere getting it, clearing off the boards to center. Gibbs rink wide to Harris, Roberts is on, ahead to Parisi, in over the line, Hextall overskated it.
Oh.
He was already passing to Nevin before he had possession. The Canadiens shoot it in the North Star zone, Maniago himself clearing off the boards and back out to center. Tremblay getting it. Half on the left side, Tardif fires a shot, and Maniago dove to his left to get a stick in front of that and steer it to the left wing boards. Harris plays it back to the net. Gibbs feeding Nevin now. Back across to Harris. Harris to Nevin. His pass intercepted. Richard coming in, checked by Nevin. Now Gibbs bumps Richard. They both overskate the puck. Nevin's pass intercepted. Tardif coming right in front. A backhand shot deflects over the glass and out of play. A minute and 49 seconds gone in the second period, and Montreal still leading 1-0.
One to nothing for Montreal, and North Stars hockey continues after this reminder. Because they're constantly changing lines, the Minnesota North Stars need an entire team of consistent hockey players, not just a few superstars. Midwest Federal feels the same way about your financial dealings. They're happy to have you save with them, but they know you need more backing you up than your passbook account. That's why Midwest maintains a complete line of financial services that are always there whenever you need them. Look into the services available to you at any Midwest Federal office.
The Montreal Canadiens attacking now at center ice over the Minnesota line. Roberts, a drop pass, a shot, a score, the point! Firing a long shot and a drop pass from Roberts. And it's 2-0 for Montreal. Guy Lapointe beating Maniago for his eighth goal of the season.
Looked
like 2-0.
Looked like it went in off of somebody, didn't it?
It may have deflected off an North Star player and changed course. It was a long shot. I think Maniago was screened on the play. Time of the goal is 2:14. Lapointe from Roberts. Now the Canadiens shoot it in again. Maniago blocking it, clearing to his right for Gibbs, who goes back of the net. Now comes to the right side, a pass to Drouin. At center, long pass, too far for Grant. Going the full length of the ice, the Canadiens, LaPointe is back for it, and a icing call against the North Stars. Change of players upcoming as Minnesota sends out Oliver, Nanning, and Prentice on the forward line with Reed and Mullins on defense. They'll face off to Maniaga's right. Montreal attacking unit will have Richard at center. Uhl out there on right wing, Tardif on left wing, and they have LaFerrière teamed with Savard in defense. Oliver with Richard on the faceoff. Puck is knocked off Nanny's stick by Uhl. Reed going back, playing it behind his net to Prentice on the left wing side. He dumps it to center. LaFerrière backing up with it. His pass comes back off Richard's stick into the Montreal zone. LaFerrière getting it again. Now LaFerrière, head manning to center for Uhl. He's checked out by Mullins, who steals the puck at his blue line. Doug Mullins, a pass now to Oliver. At the Montreal line, drop pass for Nanny, but it was offside. 3:05, gone in the second period. Puck comes back to LaFerrière in the Montreal zone. Rink wide to the right, Savard. Got turned around by Oliver. Now pulls away, dumps it to center as he ran into Prentice. Tardif pass behind Richard. Tardif getting it again off the boards, feeding LaFerrière. Now to Richard. He's checked by Reed. Lemaire, LaFerrière ahead now to Uhl. Knocked off his stick by Reed, and Prentice starts back at center. At the Montreal line, he plays it in, and Dryden comes out to clear in the left corner before Nanny could get to it. LaFerrière firing it around behind his net. Prentice after it. Tried to center Richard, block it. He gets it again to Oliver. To Mullins, his shot deflects. Hit traffic in front. A shot by Nanny. Dryden down, making the save in a sitting position. The puck is underneath him. And that's about the best chance the North Stars have had in the hockey game. They score 2-0 Montreal, and North Stars hockey continues after this reminder. Remember how great a refreshing glass of whole milk used to taste when we were kids? Then as we got older and our concern about our waistlines grew, our consumption of milk lessened. Well, whole milk used to be just a memory. Discover Cloverleaf's light and modern, as I have, and enjoy an honest-to-goodness dairy product with the full flavor of whole milk at no greater cost and with 70% less butterfat. Light and modern, nature's most perfect food made better by Cloverleaf. Puck at center, the Canadiens' Lemaire, a long shot, bounces back off Maniago. He clears it to his left. Harris, headmans to Hextall, is back at center now. Shoots it into the Montreal zone and slides back of the net. And Dryden clears to his left. Frank Mihovlich losing it along the boards. Hextall to Parisi. Goes in the left corner. Checked by Bouchard. Niven gets it. Fires it back of the net. LaPointe clears back to the left side. Niven again. And they couldn't find the puck. Bouchard and Niven tie up. Hextall takes a loose puck. Centers it right in front. And it's cleared all the way down the ice by the Canadiens. Going back for it is Gibbs. And Montreal charged with icing the puck.
Niven dodged a check by Bouchard that would have flattened him just before he lost the puck there, Al. He must have had antenna in the back of his head because he had his back to Bouchard, and Bouchard was really coming. Niven skipped aside at the right moment. The propitious moment, I guess it's called. 2-0, Montreal, 15:05 left in the second period.
From the face of Bouchard! Oh, and Dryden falling backwards, gloves it, and makes the save on Goldsworthy. Question, did his hand go over the goal line as he went down? Apparently not, because the goal line did not come on. Faceoff will come to Dryden's left. Puck is dropped and taken by LaFerrière, who goes back of his net, comes to the right side, feeds the pass, it's steered to center by LaRose. Reed playing it off the boards. LaRose knocked over from behind by Grant, takes a swipe at him, Drouin feeding Goldsworthy, back over the Montreal line, broken up by LaFerrière. Reed holding it in, firing it around behind the net. Cleared into the left corner now by LaPerriere. A centering pass comes back to Mullins. A shot. Oh, and he's way wide with it. It comes off a stick out to the blue line. And Mullins knocks it off Robert's stick. Reed clearing it out. Now the Canadians come in with Roberts to blow. A centering pass. LaRose tied up in front by Grant, who fell. But Drouin takes the puck to safety. Drouin chased back to the left of the goal now. LaRose knocked flying by Reed. Loose puck. LaRose is after it again. Reed hitting him again. It comes to the blue line to LaPerriere. Cranks up. He fires. Maniago blocks it. And then comes out on his right knee to cover the rebound.
It's interesting to see that LaRose did not retaliate against Reed. And there aren't many people in the league that do. And Reed gave him a terrific shot and went after him again. Didn't hit him as hard the second time. And LaRose let it go by. And Claude LaRose isn't afraid of many people in this league either. But he showed a lot of respect for Tom Reed.
Oliver and Richard facing off. They'll drop the puck again. 14:02 left in this second period. 2-0 Montreal lead. From the faceoff, the puck comes to Tardif to the left point now. A shot right on, and Maniago steers it to the left. Harris playing it ahead for Prentice. He loses it to Hull. Shot, Maniago gloves it, bats it away to the left side with his stick, swiping at it. Now Prentice with the puck, coming to center. Dean Prentice gets by Richard, who fell trying to check him. Pokes it in, taken out of the play by Bouchard into the boards, lost his stick. Comes way back in the center zone. And now Richard starting out with the puck. Hit by Oliver at center ice. Really flying over the Minnesota line. Fires and it deflects off Ted Harris's stick way up on a play.
The score is Montreal 2, Minnesota nothing. And North Stars hockey continues after this reminder.
Ralph Story here to tell you that Western Airlines now serves champagne to every passenger on every flight. And Western's employees hope that you notice their champagne attitude too. One that makes your flight more enjoyable, more fun. From Minneapolis, St. Paul to Hawaii, from Alaska to Mexico, enjoy first-class leg space and champagne for all. Now every flight is a champagne flight, only on Western, the Champagne Airline.
Back in the Minnesota goal, the fans protesting there should have been an icing call, but none called. Now Gibbs feeding to his left for Oliver at center. Headmans to Prentice. Over the Montreal line. Forced wide by Lapointe. Centers and Dryden blocks it and then falls on the puck at the edge of the goal crease to his right.
Here's the final score. Detroit defeated Vancouver tonight 2-0.
And that moves Detroit out of a fourth place tie with Toronto and back into sole possession of fourth place with 63 points. Two more than the Leafs. And the Leafs have played two more games. So Detroit's in pretty good position right now with two games in hand and 2 points ahead in that battle for the last playoff spot in the East. Hextall facing off with Pete Mahovlich to Dryden's right. The puck is dropped. Nevin having trouble controlling it. Pokes at it now. Parisi getting it. He's checked along the boards by Savard. And the Canadiens, Frank Mahovlich, feeding to center now and is taken by LaFleur. Over the Minnesota line, back to Frank Mahovlich. Forced wide. Centers off. Maniago. Shot. He scores! On the rebound, Pete Mahovlich batted it in as the puck came back in front off Maniago. And it's 3-0 as Pete Mahovlich scores his 26th of the season.
Well, that was a cheap one, but they all count. Rebound bounced way out. Nobody cleared it. Came off of Caesar, and Mahovlich was there. They like to call that a garbage goal, but as I say, they all count. 3-0, Montreal.
Puck comes to Savard from the faceoff. Now to LaPerriere to Pete Mahovlich. He loses it. Reed giving it to Mullins at his own blue line. Mullins ahead to Hextall over the Montreal line. Centering pass, and Nevin couldn't quite get it. It goes back to the blue line now. Reed shot. Hit traffic. After it, Parisi. Corner to Nevin. Back in front. Right to the goal crease. The last puck, and Dryden scrambling, lying on the ice, has blocked it. And then somebody fell in over top of him into the goal mouth, but the play had stopped as he had the puck underneath him. And they'll face off to Dryden's left. On the face off, Canadians get it. Frank Mahovlich firing a rink-wide pass. Lemire dumping it to center. Now Nevin giving it to Parisi. His pass is behind Hextall. He had it turned for it. In the meantime, he got outside.
You know that Ken Dryden is tied for the scoring lead among National Hockey League goalies. He and Boston's Eddie Johnson have 3 points apiece. The Gumper's got 1 point. Gump's got an assist, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, he got one right here. Not too long ago. Now the puck in the Montreal zone cleared to center by Bouchard. A rink-wide pass. LaRose over the Minnesota line. Checked by Grant. The puck goes to the corner. Harris swiped at it, fanned on it. Now loses a stick as he bumps into LaRose. Gruen goes back of his net with the puck. At center. Hooked on the play by LaRose. There'll be a delayed penalty. Goal's ready. Breaking in. Centers. And LaRose intercepts it as he touches it. The delayed penalty was called. And in anger, LaRose bangs his stick on the ice. A hooking penalty on Claude LaRose.
It's 3-0 Montreal, and North Stars hockey continues after this reminder. You know, Midwest Federal and hockey's coveted Stanley Cup sort of grew up together. Since the turn of the century, both have grown in stature and prominence. Until today, the Stanley Cup is one of the most sought-after trophies in sports. And Midwest Federal is one of the fastest-growing savings institutions around. What about the future? Well, you can be sure that both will continue to grow. Why not grow along with them? Open a passbook account at any Midwest Federal office.
Time of the penalty is 8:08. Claude LaRose getting the gate for hooking and now has 54 minutes in penalties this season. Now they puck at the Montreal blue line. Trombley going back deep, chased by Drouin, fires it off the boards to the center where Nanny takes it. Nanny and Grant are the point men. Nanny's pass hit Roberts. Now it's shot into the North Star zone. Off to the left of the goal, Maniago out, firing it around behind his net on the right side. Goldsworthy plays it back in the corner, goes back after it. Now feeds it to Drouin. Drouin ran into a check, pokes it ahead to Goldsworthy. On to Nanny, it's off his skate, and it's shot back down the ice by LaFerriere. Back court goes Grant behind his net, chased by Savard. Headman's a pass to center. Drouin finally picking it up. Left wing to Prentice over the Montreal line. A shot, and it's gloved and held by Dryden. Now he drops it and falls on it to the left of the goal. And play is stopped with Parisi camped there beside the net, trying to poke it out in front.
Claude LaRose is in the penalty box. He's having a great season. 17 goals, 14 assists, 31 points. Former North Star. And he still likes to rough it up a bit. As Al mentioned, he has 54 minutes in the penalty box this season. In contrast that with Goldsworthy, who's had 43 minutes so far this season.
Beck goes in the corner from the faceoff. Nevin after it now. Centering pass. Oh, it hit Dryden. Parisi was there. Now Hextall back for Parisi. Couldn't get a shot. He was too far to one side of the net. In the corner, checked by Trombley, who takes over the puck and feeds Pete Mahovlich. He was tied up by Nevin. Gets the puck back again as Hextall fanned on it. Plays it back in his own zone to LaFerriere, who gives it to Trombley. Trombley forced deep by Parisi, feeds LaFerriere. Now out to center, too far for Pete Mahovlich. And Mones gives it to Goldsworthy. Back to the right of his net, plays it around behind. Frank Mahovlich getting it, shooting it all the way down the ice into his own zone. And Trombley going back for it. Behind his net now. Put it right in front. Parisi turns and fires, and he had a turn, and his shot hit LaFerriere. If he'd backhanded it, he would have had it on the net. Now Pete Mahovlich taken out by Parisi, who fell. The puck hit man by Mons to Hextall over the line. Right wing pass to Nevin. Centering pass. Oh, and Mons couldn't quite reach it. Parisi after it in the corner. Checked by Pete Mahovlich, who pins him and is cleared around behind the net by Trombley. Gibbs holding it in the corner to Nevin. Nevin tried to center. It hit Trombley. Loose puck. And Trombley pokes it back to the goaltender Dryden, who was on his knees, and he grabs the puck and holds it.
Montreal leading 3-0 over the North Stars with 9:40 left to play in the second period. Jacques Lemaire, Guy Lapointe, and Pete Mahovlich scoring for Montreal tonight. North Stars have only had about two real good chances through this first period and a half.
Penalty on LaRose has expired. Montreal back at full strength. Puck comes to Reed. Fires a shot wide to the right of the goal. Grant in the corner. Centers the goal! Went off somebody's stick. Was drawn stick. Deflected into the left side to make it 3-1. Jude Drouin will get his 12th goal of the season. And the score is Montreal 3, Minnesota 1, and North Stars hockey continues after this reminder. Finding water that's pure enough to brew a perfect beer might cause problems for some brewers, but not for Greenbelt. Greenbelt possesses the source for the Northland's most perfect water, Diamond Wells. Water that entered the earth 100 years ago before anything could affect its purity. Now Greenbelt uses this water to create a beer with perfect flavor, perfect taste. To make Greenbelt the beer that's one of a kind. Puck in the Minnesota zone. Paradise playing it off the boards for Grant. Grant now feeding Bruin at center. Pass to Goldsworthy. Off his stick to the left of the Montreal goal. Goldsworthy waits at it and hits the side of the net. He gets it again. Centers it. Nobody there. Back comes Roberts now. Down the left side. Over the Minnesota line. Drop pass and a shot right on by LaPointe. Maniago clearing to the left. Now Grant across to Goldsworthy. Jumps it in. Bruin after it to the right of the Montreal goal. Back of the net, out to the left. The puck got away from him. Roberts picking it up, playing it off the board. Reed chasing it down in the North Star zone, trying to get away from Flo. Rink-wide pass to Grant at center now. He ran into a check from Richard. The puck comes back to center. Grant getting it, firing it into the Montreal zone. And back of the net, the Canadiens after it. A pass now to Lemaire. Dumps it to center, intercepted. Prentice back in, firing it in front of the net, and it's cleared away to the right corner. And the Canadiens failed to get out. Prentice held it in. A pass comes back to Harris. A shot wide to the right. Now Neary centers. Back to Gibbs. He fires a shot just wide to the left. Neary after it with LaPointe. They go in the corner. Richard now losing it to Neary. Neary back in the slot to Oliver. It's a pass. A shot. And Dryden goes to his knees to make the save. And now the North Stars are really trying to fly. The goal seems to have given them a lift, and they're hustling out there now.
Jude Drouin's goal has obviously inspired the North Stars because they're really skating now. Showing some life out there and carrying the play to the Canadiens. The Stars trail 3-1. 7:48 left in the second period.
On the face-off, the puck comes out to center. Richard now for Montreal over the Minnesota line. Skated off by Oliver. Puck goes in the corner to the right of the goal. Oliver playing it around behind. A centering attempt. Richard to Tardif. A shot hit Gibbs. Neary getting it now. Neary losing it as it hit Uhl on the skate. Gibbs rink wide pass to Harris. Out on the left wing for Prentice. Back to Gibbs, who brings it out to center. Gibbs at the Montreal line. Firing it into the left of the goal. Back of the net for it. Now, broken up by Prentice, it goes in the left corner to Richard. And Richard starts back, running into Oliver. Well, LaPerriere takes over the puck. And LaPerriere, a right wing pass to Uhl. At his blue line. His pass on Meany's stick. In over the Montreal line. A shot! It's just right to the right. That had Dryden reaching, but it was off the net. Now it's knocked back into the Montreal zone to LaPerriere. Headmans to center for Richard. Over the Minnesota line. Fourth wide to the left of the goal by Richard. Centers it, hits the side of the net. It goes in behind. Harris clearing around on the right wing. Nevin poking it to Hextall at center. Hextall over the Montreal line. Played it by one man. Savard picks it up. Centers to Nevin going in. Oh, and it hit Dryden. Nevin got right in there and the shot went up. Dryden's pad. And rebounded to the Canadiens, clear at the length of the ice, and are called for icing.
The score is Montreal 3, the North Stars 1. And North Stars hockey continues after this reminder. A good guy I want to give credit to tonight is Harvey Wilkins of Wilkins Dodge in St. Paul. Most of the Dodge boys are real fans, and they carry that loyalty and determination it takes to be a fan right into their dealerships. They want their customers to get the best deal and service in town. Is that straightforward thinking?
Yes.
But that's why they qualify to wear the big red I Am Dependable badge. Think about it. Then go see the Dodge boys with the opportunity cars and trucks from Dodge. There's something you can depend on.
Face off outside the Montreal blue line with 6 minutes and 4 seconds remaining in this second period. Ekdahl facing off with Pete Mahovlich. Ekdahl getting the draw back to Paradise, slides it to his right to Reed. Reed firing it into the Montreal zone, back of the net. Canadians go back for it. Now Savard playing it to the far side. Nevin poking it to the corner. Parisi. He's checked by Frank Mahovlich. The puck comes loose, and Pete Mahovlich was in the right spot. Rink-wide pass. LaFleur had it turned back to pick it up. Shoots it into the Minnesota zone and back of the net for Paradise. Now Bob Paradise coming out on Maniago's left side. Fanned on the pass the first time and then overpassed to Nevin. It's got back in by Frank Mahovlich. And now Nevin to Reed. Tom Reed back on the left side to Parisi. At center ice. Right wing pass goes rink wide. Frank Mahovlich picking it up. Plays it off the boards. It doesn't come out. Nevin moving in for it. But they're right in front. He's pulled down. And it's going to be a penalty as Nevin was stripped. At 14:51, Bob Nevin, stripped by Frank Mahovlich, who now has 32 minutes in penalties this season.
Be nice if the North Stars could get one now. We're right back in a hockey game, then. It's 3-1. 5 minutes and 9 seconds left to go in the second period. Star Sheriff picked up after that goal, MDL.
Yes, they're really hustling out there.
$15,459 fans here tonight at the Met Sports Center. St. Louis game Saturday night is sold out. There'll be standing room tickets put on sale tomorrow, 9:30 here at the Sports Center. Murray Oliver is going back for a new stick. Gets it from trainer Stan Whalen, and he's coming back now for the faceoff.
Faceoff almost in a direct line with the goal. The puck comes back to Drew, and moving in, three step, he fires, kicked out, score! On the rebound, Grant! Or was it Goldsworthy? Was it Goldie? Looks like it was either Grant or Goldsworthy. I thought it was Grant, but Steve said it was Goldsworthy who knocked it in. There were three of them there. Goldsworthy, Oliver, and Grant all grouped around the front of the net, whacking at it. And apparently it was Goldsworthy who rammed it in to make it 3-2. Grant and Drew an assist on Goldsworthy's 26th goal of the season. It's now 3-2. Time of the goal, 14:57, a power play goal. Now from the faceoff, the puck back to the North Star blue line. Gibbs, head manners to Drew at his center. Long shot off to the right of the goal, comes back off the boards. Grant after it in the corner, back of the net with Savard who pinned him. Losing the puck, and the Canadiens take over, and back they come on the attack at center with Roberts. Over the Minnesota line, forced wide to the right, drop pass, nobody home, Goldsworthy turning back with Druin. At center, over the Montreal line, oh, pass was blocked by the Canadiens. It was meant for Grant, and back comes Roberts. Over the Minnesota line, drop pass, a flow, he's in, and Mones deflects his shot wide to the right. And then jams flow in against the boards. Poe gets it, centers it as he's knocked down. Goes rink wide, and Grant dumps it out to center. Back in the Montreal zone for it goes LaPerriere. Now LaPerriere feeding Poe at the blue line. Poe at center. At the Minnesota line, fires. Knocked down by Maniago with a glove. He clears away to his left for Prentice, who headmans the puck to Drouin. Drouin, long right wing pass, too far for Nene, who fell going after it. Comes back to the Montreal goal. LaPerriere now feeding it out on right wing. Cournoyer overskates it, and Oliver starts back. Over the line, up the slot, over to Prentice. Oh, and he steered a fast shot just wide to the right. Oliver might have had a better chance himself if he'd kept it. It looked like the slot was opening up for him. Now a long left wing pass is over two lines outside to Frank Mahovlich. And they'll go back just inside the Montreal blue line for the faceoff.
Well, until 10:36 of this period, it was a ho-hum contest for the North Star fans. But ever since then, when Drew and scored, And now Goldsworthy with another goal, and they get 3-2. It's been all North Stars. Really carrying the play to the Canadiens. This game has really turned around.
Long shot by Tom Reed, caught, cleared to the left by Dryden. LaPointe's pass off the mark for Frank Mihaljevic is going the full length of the ice. Back toward Paradise. And icing called. Paradise seeing a lot of action here tonight. He's out there now. Team with Tommy Reed. And, of course, Moans usually teams with Reed.
They're introducing Miss Canada to the crowd right now. Beautiful young lady. And they're giving her a hand.
From the faceoff, the puck in the corner to the left of the Montreal goal. Oliver back out to me, and he cranks up for a slap shot to tie in wide. And where did it go? It looks like it went out of play.
This is where you hear the play-by-play of the Minnesota North Stars.
This is WCCO, Minneapolis-St. Paul at 8:30. 15 degrees now, 29 and a half after 9 o'clock.
On the face-off, Bouchard going back to the left of his goal, firing it around behind Cournoyer in the corner. Checked by Prentice. Oliver getting the loose puck. Back to Paradise. A shot! He hit the post! Hit the post! It went rich wide across the open net to the left side, and here comes the big M. Frank Mihaljevic booms one wide. It goes back of the net. Paradise in there at the back of the net. And now he's pushed over by Mihaljevic. Mihaljevic getting it, coming it to the left, centering it, and kneeing intercept to Prentice at center. Prentice firing a long one that Dryden makes a stick save on, sweeps it to his left for LaPointe. LaPointe dumping it to center, and Reed takes it there. Left wing pass off the boards to Prentice. And it was, what the heck are they calling there?
Prentice played the puck over his head there with a stick.
High stick? I didn't know he even touched it, but apparently it did. Had the stick up over the shoulder.
Miss Canada said she knows Reggie Houle, the Canadian. She's going to look him up after the game. Imagine he'll be pleased about that.
Face off between Hextall and Richard. The puck comes into the center zone to Savard. His pass picked up by Nevin after it came off Tardis' stick. It's cleared to the Canadiens' blue line. Montreal's LaPerriere. Rink wide on the right. Uhl back to his blue line. Savard crosses the center line. A long shot. Low. Gloved by Maniago on his left. Cleared away to the left corner. Now Harris poking it ahead for Hextall at center ice. At the Montreal line, firing it in off the boards. It goes back of the net. Dryden clears to the left corner. Tired of playing it out along the boards. A shot by Gibbs. Blocked in front of the net. And LaPointe's right wing pass, too far for Uhl, comes into the North Star zone. And now it's Nevin on the right side, giving it to Hextall. He missed the pass. Savard picking it up in his zone. Out on right wing to Uhl, to Richard. Over the Minnesota line. Ran into Nevin, who knocked him. Stiffened him. Knocked him, didn't knock him down, but he really stiffened him. Snapped the rocket right in the spot. Now back comes Uhl over the line. He fires a centering pass. Maniago steering it to the left. Tardif tried to center, and it's grabbed and held at the side of the net by Maniago to force the faceoff.
1:17 left in the second period with the Stars trailing Montreal 3-2. Our special guest between the second and third period will be Floyd Curry, assistant to the general manager of the Montreal Canadiens, assistant to Sammy Pollock. He's got an amazing story about a snowstorm game up in Montreal with Philadelphia just recently, and I think you'll have fun listening to that interview.
That must have been a wild night. I was listening to Butcher telling that story before the game. It's pretty funny. Now Moe's going back of his net with the puck, banking it off the boards. Nevin's pass intercepted, but then Pete Mihaljevic lost it to Moe's. At the Montreal line, he loses it to Tremblay. Tremblay to LaRose. Ahead to Pete Mihaljevic. Into the slot. A long, weak shot. Maniago goes down to save. And LaRose and Hextall getting their sticks up behind the Minnesota net. But they're separated quickly.
Well, now, Jimmy Roberts got in there and bumped Hextall a little bit. Maybe he got pushed into him. I like to look for that third man. I want to see who's going to get fined if he gets into it.
58 seconds left in the period. Minnesota trailing 3-2, but they were down 3-0. Druin and Mihovlich facing off to Maniago's left. The puck comes right to Maniago, clears it back of the net. Moans firing it to the near boards. LaRose's shot steered back of the net by Maniago. Moans going wide to the right side now. Moans cuts back to the left to avoid Pete Mihovlich. Gives it to Reed at center. At the Montreal line, goes by Voracek. In the corner of the left, trying to cut in. It was knocked off his stick by Savard. Then Reed fell and hit the back of the goal board. Now Grant lost the puck right in the slot as it was bouncing on him. And back comes Roberts. He fires. It goes off of Moans. Maniago out to his left, clears the back of the net to the right side. And Goldsworthy takes over. Back at center ice. At the Montreal line. Backhands it through and Savard picks it off. To LaRose, he clears to center and hit Roberts in the rear end. He's tied up along the boards by Harris. LaRose carries on over the Minnesota line. In a shot! Kicked out by Maniago with the pad. The puck comes out to the right of the net, and there goes the siren to end the second period. Now Goldsworthy drives Roberts in against the boards as the period ends. And there's a little skirmish there, but I don't think it's anything serious. And that's it for the second period. The score, the Montreal Canadiens 3 and the Minnesota North Stars 2.
The sun seems to shine just a little brighter on people who saved regularly for a rainy day at Midwest Federal. Their faces radiate a confidence that comes naturally with financial security, the kind of happiness that money can buy, the kind of confidence that only your money earning top passbook interest at the sign of the tree can bring. Build for every day, rain or shine, at a savings institution where strength is a key. Midwest Federal, for 80 years, a good tree to come to for shelter.
Finished off two periods of play, and the first period and a half was awfully slow. Montreal built up what seemed like an insurmountable lead, 3-0. They led 1-0 after the first period. Then Guy Lapointe got his eighth goal of the season and an assist to Jimmy Roberts at 2:13 to make it 2-0. Shortly after that, at 7:31, Pete Mihovlich got a garbage goal, but they all count. Lafleur shot the puck, bounced out in front of Caesar. Nobody cleared it. Mihovlich picked it up and boom, put it in the net for his 26th goal of the season. That came at 7:31. It looked like Montreal would have an easy time of it. But suddenly, the North Stars came alive. Danny Grant firing one from the point. Druin picking up the rebound and blasting it in. His 12th goal of the season and assist to Reed also on that play. And Grant at 10:36, and the North Stars came alive. And they started skating and forechecking, and at 14:57, it paid off. With the big M, Frank Mihovlich off for tripping. At 14:51, it wasn't long after that, at 14:57, when Goldsworthy got his 26th goal of the season on a rebound off of a Druin shot on goal. Grant also got an assist. It made it 3-2, and suddenly we had a hockey game. There were two penalties. Clyde DeRose off for hooking at 8:08. Frank Mihovlich for tripping at 14:51. So the score is Montreal 3, the North Stars 2. We'll continue with our intermission in 1 minute.
Ralph Story here for Western Airlines. It's been my privilege to announce quite a few innovations for Western. The fabulous Islander service to Hawaii, for example. The romantic Fiesta flight service to Mexico. And something that was certainly good news for all coach passengers, first-class leg space in coach on every flight. Now, I am proud to announce a new service for Western, one that is very, well, champagne. As a matter of fact, it is champagne, served to every passenger on every Western flight. This is in addition to first-class leg space and everything else Western offers. Now every flight is a champagne flight on Western. So turn your next flight into a very special, very festive occasion. Champagne for all is yours to enjoy on your way to Las Vegas or Reno. Only on Western, the champagne airline.
Floyd Curry is our special guest assistant to the general manager of the Montreal Canadiens, Sammy Pollock. Floyd, what do you think was the reason neither team was sharp midway through the second period?
Well, I have to agree with you, Steve. The first period was also a period that I felt at times that both teams were feeling each other out as to whether who was going to make the first mistake, or I just couldn't really figure it out, to be honest with you. I don't know whether it's the ice. We were marked on it over near the Canadian bench, or whether it was the ice or what it was, but both teams seemed to make them bad passes. Many times when the puck was in their feet, they had to kick it forward. They couldn't handle it with their stick, so I have to feel that it was the ice, and this was the problem. But after we got off to a good lead, as you stated earlier on the goal by the third goal on Peter Mihailovic's goal, you called it a garbage goal. We'll take all those kind of goals, though, Steve, but I agree with you. It was a poor clearing. Maniego, I'm sure, himself felt that he should have cleared it himself because he was pretty perturbed at himself. But up to now, I've got to give this crowd the credit now. As soon as the Minnesota scored that first goal, boy, that team just took life, and they're back in this hockey game.
You were chatting at dinner tonight about some unusual occurrences in Montreal during a snowstorm recently during the Canadiens-Philadelphia game. Can you recall some of those occurrences for us,
Well, Steve, we've been having our problems in Montreal with strikes, and I guess everybody has, but last week we hit a storm. I was on my way to a game in Ithaca, New York, to scout a college game, but I turned around and came back, and I went home, and foolishly, because I never even made the game myself at night, I couldn't get out of my own house to get to the game. But we had sometime in the afternoon, I got a call from Mr. Pollock saying, we got to get these players back to the rink. They went home after their meeting. And so it happened, we had everyone there except Cornwallier and Jacques Lemaire, who lived possibly about 10 miles outside of Montreal. They had to come in by Skidoo. They both jumped in their Skidoos, but each had one.
Snowmobiles, pardon me.
And they started in. And evidently, Cornwallier's broke down, so they chucked it in the snowbank, and then he jumped piggyback on the other one, and in they came, drove in the back door of the forum. Guy Gendreau, he didn't even make the game for Philadelphia, and Mark Tardif, he showed up in the end of the first period and dressed for the game, and we had Guy Lapointe and Dennis DeJordy, who live a number of miles, I'd say about 20 miles outside of Montreal. It was just impossible to get him there, those fellas in. So we sent a big tow truck out with a plow in the front, which is a good friend of ours in Montreal, a fellow by the name of Sam Mason. And he sent the truck out, and he drove the truck himself all the way out to Beloit. As a matter of fact, Gump Worsley lives in the same district. And he drove the truck out there and brought them in the truck in time for the game.
How many fans did you have there in that snowstorm?
Only 8,066.
I bet that's the smallest crowd in... In how many years?
Oh, I'd say in about 25, 30 years.
But
the whole thing about it, it was where our people that clean the streets were on strike, and they still are. Evidently, they've gone back today. So you can imagine the chaos. We had nearly 19 inches of snow, and that snowfall plus 60-mile-an-hour winds was drifting.
Okay, we're chatting with Floyd Curry of the Montreal Canadiens. The score is Montreal 3, Minnesota 2. And we'll continue with our intermission in 1 minute.
Andy Williams and Henry Mancini will be in concert at Met Sports Center 8:30 p.m. Friday, March 3rd. Ticket prices are $8.50, $6, and $5. Tickets available at the box office, either in person or by mail order. That's the Andy Williams, Henry Mancini concert, Met Center box office, Bloomington, Minnesota. 15 degrees now, 18 minutes before 10 o'clock. Minnesota Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and MII are deeply involved in Minnesota's health care problems, home health care and outpatient services, rising health care costs, drug abuse education, VD education. Many Blue Cross employees are active in Model Cities planning, all because the people at Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and MII believe there's more to serving Minnesotans than just paying bills. And that's one of many good reasons to protect your family with Minnesota's first family of health care plans, Minnesota Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and MII.
And then the TV cameras.
We're chatting with Floyd Curry, assistant to the general manager of the Montreal Canadiens. Floyd, Montreal keeps coming up with the great draft choices. You picked up Guy Lafleur, who was everybody's choice as the number one boy to come out of class out of junior A hockey, and now he's having a tremendous year for you.
Yes, he's played well. We brought him along slowly. I would have to say that with him and Dion, they've come on this year the same as together, you know, slowly. But when you talk about the junior hockey player this year, you'd have to talk of
Martin.
That's right. In Buffalo, he's, what, 39 goals now, could score 50. But Guy Lafleur is the type of hockey player that's got a lot of great moves, and I think it's, we don't like to rush a player in the first year because it's a big jump for a boy from junior hockey right into the National Hockey League. Some players can take it, and especially with our club, it's a little different. We only change maybe one or two players every year, where other teams maybe change four or five or change even more. But so we're just bringing Guy Lafleur on slowly, picking up his goals. He hasn't had too many chances here tonight, but he still is a great prospect for the future.
Just one last question. Whom do you think is the top young man out of Junior A this year? Who be drafted first?
Oh, you'd have to say, coming up this year's draft? Well, there's several players. I'd have to say that practically all the players on the Toronto Marlboro team, everybody seems to be there. They're the choices of the junior squads, like Schutt, Harris. These fellas are the fellas that are everybody's naming, and the Toronto team is packed with good junior hockey. They probably, as Claude Royal said the other day, they're the best junior hockey club in Canada, and he's seen it in many a year.
Okay, it was nice having you with us, Floyd Curry, and I'd like to give you a little gift. The Schick Styling Dryer, a natural gift idea to take care of your hair. It's courtesy Thrifty Drug in Mound, Minnesota. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks very much, Steve. It's been a pleasure.
Okay, the score is Montreal 3, Minnesota 2, and we'll take time out now for a two-minute summary of news and weather.
This is Joe McFarland with the late news from the CCO Radio News Bureau. President and Mrs. Nixon are visiting the fabled Forbidden City inside Pekin. They're getting in some more sightseeing before Mr. Nixon starts his final talk with Chinese Premier Zhou Enlai. The president and the premier met on Thursday, Peking time, and they reportedly discussed ways of continuing diplomatic contacts while trying to put aside the issue of Taiwan. The Chinese claim Taiwan, but the U.S. supports the nationalist Chinese there. A huge fire has swept through a 25-story department store in downtown Sao Paulo, Brazil. Witnesses say that dozens of persons have jumped from windows to their deaths in attempts to escape the flames. Hundreds of persons have been injured in that blaze. The Senate has approved a compromise measure designed to block the use of federal funds for busing to achieve racial balance in public schools, unless the money is requested by local officials. Four more jurors were seated today in the first-degree murder trial of Constance Trimble at Rochester, Minnesota, but the prosecutor is asking for permission to re-examine one of the jurors. Hubert Humphrey III, oldest son of the Minnesota presidential candidate, announced today he is seeking DFL endorsement for the state senate in a suburban Minneapolis district. Stock handlers at the St. Paul Union Stockyards in South St. Paul voted today to accept a contract calling for raises totaling 38 cents an hour over 3 years, bringing an end to the three-month strike. The weather now for Minneapolis-St. Paul vicinity. Variable cloudiness through Saturday, a chance of occasional light snow tonight and tomorrow. The low tonight, 4 above, the high tomorrow, 23. Then down to 2 above for a low tomorrow night, the high Saturday, 17. Right now we have some very light snow. The pressure 29.99 and rising. Humidity 70%. The wind is northwest at 3 miles per hour. And it's now 15 degrees in the Twin Cities. That's the news and the weather. Now back to hockey and Steve Cannon.
Montreal had 16 shots on goal in that period for a two-period goal total of 29. The North Stars had 13 for a two-goal total of 19. The score is Montreal 3, the North Stars 2. We'll continue with our intermission in 1 minute.
Who got the deal? And your kind of deal? Dodge. Depend on it. Who wrote the book? My styling and look. Dodge. Depend on it.
You can depend on the Dodge boys when it comes to a great compact car deal. Their dark, free automatic transmission offer is twice as appealing because it now comes on two models, the Dart Swinger and the Dart Custom four-door sedan. Buy either one, specially equipped with a vinyl roof, power steering, and more. And Dodge offers you the automatic transmission free. See the guys with the I'm Dependable badge.
Who got the deal and your kind of wheel? Dodge.
Check the ID of Eugene A. Oren of Slayton, Chrysler Plymouth Dodge in Slayton, and Joe Cupid of North Star Dodge in Brooklyn Center.
The North Stars trailing 3-2. After two periods of play, here's how the scoring went. Jacques Lemaire got the first goal, made a 1-0 Montreal at the end of the first period. Then Guy Lapointe made it 2-0 at 2:13 of the second period. At 7:31, it became 3-0. Pete Mihalovic getting a goal. And the North Stars just weren't skating, they weren't checking, and nothing was happening for them. And then at 10:36, Jude Drouin got a goal, a rebound off of a Danny Grant shot. And that woke the North Stars up, and it woke the crowd up. And the crowd sort of inspired the club. It was 3-1 at that time, and the North Stars put on the pressure. Forechecking, skating, hitting, and it finally paid off in a goal. A power play goal with Frank Mihalovic off for tripping at 14:51. At 14:57, Goldie got his 26th goal of the season, assist to Drouin and Grant. That made it Montreal 3, North Stars 2. And that's how that second period ended. We'll have the start of the third period in 1 minute.
It's the kind of a beer that's one of a kind, with the kind of a taste that's easy to find. It's the kind of a beer that stays on my mind. That's the Grainger beer. Grainger Jack, what you're drinking here, boy? You'll know you got it from the very first pour.
When you brew a beer that's one of a kind, you make sure your beer is perfect in every way. Grain Belt starts with perfect brewing water to create a beer with perfect flavor, perfect taste. Perfect brewing water makes this one of a kind.
It's the kind of a beer that's one of a kind, with the kind of a taste that's easy to find. It's the kind of a beer that's sitting on my mind.
The two clubs are back on the ice now. North Stars trailing 3-2 in this huge crowd of 15,459 here at the Met Sports Center, hoping the Stars can come back now. They've come back from a 3-goal deficit to make it 3-2 after two periods. And the crowd, along with Al and myself and the rest of our broadcast crew, are hoping the Stars can win this one. And it's not without the realm of possibility. And here for the start of the third period now is Al Shaver.
For the third period, Ken Dryden defending the west goal to my right, and Cesar Maniago the east goal to my right. Holy mackerel. I don't believe it. Two nights in a row, Buffalo beat Chicago. They beat him in Chicago 2-1 last night. They beat him in Buffalo 5-3 tonight. What's going on with this Buffalo team? All ready for the face-off between Hextall and Pedro Mihalovic. John Ashford, the referee, dropping the puck. Taken by Parisi back in his own zone to Mons. Mons out to center. Hextall steering it to his left. Parisi, a long shot. Dryden blocking it, clearing to the left wing boards. And Frank Mihalovic headmans a pass off Pete Mihalovic's stick. Reed firing it. Now Trombley picking it up at center. Over to Frank Mihalovic. Back to Trombley off the tip of the stick. And Hextall goes back in the Minnesota goal with the puck. Right wing pass to Nevin. At center, Pete Mihalovic fell. Into Parisi, and it was offside. JP went in right up the slot on the backhand side, but he broke in over the blue line just a shade ahead of the puck. John. Third period, 15,459 people. Puck is back in the Montreal zone. Trombley to his left. Savard gets by Nevin at center. A long shot. A one-hopper off Maniago's pads. It comes out, clears the back of the net. Reed playing it around on the left wing. It got by LaFleur. Parisi now to Hextall. Right wing to Nevin. In over the line. Checked by Savard. They go to the corner. Back of the net. Savard clearing to the right side for LaFleur. LaFleur's pass out on left wing to Frank Mihalovic. Long shot. Back off Maniago's stick. He comes out to clear to his left. Mons goes back of the net. Chased by Frank Mihalovic to the left corner. Pass to Hextall. At center now. Right wing to Nevin. In over the line. Oh, and a pass now to Mons is intercepted. And back comes Pete Mihalovic. To Frank. Over the North Star line. Chased into the right corner by Reed. Knocked down behind the net. Reed then fell over top of him. And back comes Hextall on the left side. A rink-wide pass. Savard picking it off. Sending LaFleur back to the blue line. He had to turn back. Frank Mihalovic was still getting untangled with Reed. in the North Star zone. Beck is now back in the Montreal end of the ring. Trombley ducking a check from Hextall, brings it to center. J.C. Trombley at the Minnesota line, working to his right, had it knocked out to stick by Grant. And here's Hextall over the Montreal line, dumps it in front, and Dryden scoops it up with a glove and holds it as Goldsworthy was coming in from the right wing.
It's 3-2 Montreal, and North Stars hockey continues after this reminder. Your family deserves the very best in housing, education, security. With your spirit to provide and Midwest Federal's help, the best is waiting for you at the sign of the tree.
Off to Dryden's right. The puck cleared to the blue line. Grant holding it in to Drew into the right of the goal. In the slot to Goldsworthy. Ran into a defenseman. Rouchard knocking him down, but he couldn't get the shot off. The Canadians come back. Roberts, a long right wing pass too far for LaRose, winds up back of the Minnesota goal. Harris clearing off the boards. Roberts holding it in, firing it back in the corner. Gibbs goes back of the net. Now Gibbs starting out for Minnesota. Right wing pass to Goldsworthy. At the Montreal line, knocked off his stick there. Now Drouin getting it in the corner to the left. Checked by Bouchard, a centering pass, a loose puck. And Dryden goes to his knees and clamps the glove on it and holds it. And again, they'll face off in the Montreal zone to the left.
This Goldsworthy, Drouin, Grant line is giving Montreal fits right now. They're really hustling.
From the faceoff, puck is picked up to the left of the Montreal goal, and Bouchard clears but not out, and now it is poked out along the boards by Flo, back into the North Star zone forward Harris to the right of his goal, goes back of Maniago, being watched by Flo from across the net. Harris comes to Maniago's left, skating slowly, pass now to Grant. Grant at his blue line, lost his balance, poking the puck to center. Roberts firing it back in. Maniago out to his left, plays it off the boards to Grant. His pass off Drouin's stick, after to center, and it's tipped away from him by LaPointe. Now it's shot back into the Montreal zone by Grant, and LaPointe coming out at center with it. At the Minnesota line, weaving to his left. Now dumps it in front, but it's intercepted. And back comes Prentice. Prentice losing it at center as he tried to work around LaRose, who in turn is checked out by Gibbs. Gibbs back in his zone with a puck. Plays a pass to Drouin, who makes the turn and comes to center. Left wing pass. Too far for Prentice. Winds up back of the Montreal goal. Dryden clears to the right side. Uhl and Prentice battle. The puck comes loose back toward the blue line, and now Uhl has it. Uhl to Richard. At the Minnesota line. Cutting to his left. Crisscross with Tardif. Tardif picking up the puck. Fires. It goes off Gibbs' legs in behind the net. Richard centers. And Tardif missed it. And the North Stars come out. Prentice, Simones, right wing now to Nanny, a shot. And Dryden gloves it, going to his knees, then clears it to the left wing board. Tardif poking it ahead to Richard, who's back at center. Over the Minnesota line, Gibbs forces him to the near board. And he lost the puck, and Oliver plays it behind his net to the left corner. Tardif going after it, but Prentice gets there with Uhl. And now Mones gets into it with Richard, and the four of them freeze it along the boards and play a stop. 4 minutes and 32 seconds gone in the third period. 3-2 Montreal. And North Stars hockey continues after this reminder.
15 degrees in the Twin Cities with very light snow. Time is 2:30 before 10.
Company at Stillwater is one of the Dodge boys who are showing off the only all-new pickup for 72 these days. When Dodge set out to build an all-new pickup, they not only wanted to keep the well-known Dodge toughness, but to give a smoother ride, new style, and good looks, too. They accomplished their goal and inspired this thought. Who gives you toughness that's just your style? Dodge. Depend on it.
Puck back at the Montreal goal. Trombley clearing to Uhl on the right side. Now to Richard. Richard at center. The pocket rocket over the Minnesota line. A shot bounces back off Maniago. Reed clearing to the right wing. Now Tardif in the corner to Richard. Back to the point to Savard. Over to Uhl. He knocked it down. Takes a shot. It goes off Reed. Oh, and it just missed the left corner. Back in front. Uhl, a shot. pass. And Emiliano, a big save. And Reed clears the rebound all the way down the ice. Savard back in an icing call against Minnesota. Oh, that was close. The first one went off Reed and just missed the post of Maniago's left. Then it came out in front, and a shot by Ull was right on. Maniago got a pad in front of it, and Reed cleared it. Face off to Maniago's right. 5 minutes, 34 seconds gone in the third period. From the faceoff, Lemaire's shot wide. Comes out to the left of the goal. Back of the net with it, Parisi. Coming to the right side is off wing at the boards. He's checked out, dumps it to center. Now it's shot into the Montreal zone. Lapointe back to the right of his goal. Plays it around behind to Frank Mahovlich. Pass too far for Lemaire, comes out to center. Oh. Harris's pass hit Cournoyer. Right wing to Lemaire in the Minnesota zone. At the boards, a shot hit Harris and comes to Parisi. He loses it to Lapointe. In the corner to Frank Mahovlich. Centering pass for Lemaire, intercepted by Nevin, who starts Parisi back. Over the Montreal line. He fires. It's a complete shot off right. It's clear below. And Hextall's backhand shot was wide. He was on a sharp angle way off to the left and didn't have much to shoot at. And now the Canadiens are called for an offside pass. They'll go back about 10 feet inside the Montreal blue line for the faceoff.
Buffalo beating Chicago tonight 5-3. If the Stars could get a tie or pick up a win here tonight, pick up some ground. They trail Chicago by 10 points in second place in the Western Division of the National Hockey League. 3-2. Montreal leads here in the third period.
Canadiens clearing the puck to center. Harris playing it off the boards. Parisi dumping it in. Lapointe has it now. Pass off Frank Mahovlich's stick at center. Comes into the North Star zone. Gibbs chased by Mahovlich. Back of the net. Coming to the left side. And fans yelling for a hooking penalty as Mahovlich tied him up. It comes back on the left wing, and Frank Mahovlich booms a shot wide. It rebounds to center. Parisi puts it by Lapointe, picks it up, in over the line. Back to Hextall. He shoots. Oh, and it came back off Dryden. He hit him square on with a shot as he came all in alone there. Hextall. Now the Canadians come back, and it's broken up by the North Stars in their own zone. Nevin getting it. Hextall will never have a better chance, but Dryden got in front of it. Cornway, Frank Mahovlich, a shot wide. It comes out to the left of the goal. Hextall poking it out to center and picking it up. Over the Montreal line. In the corner to the right. Back of the net, taken out by Tremblay. A rolling puck, Hextall getting it again. Centering pass, meant for Grant, intercepted by Tremblay, and he starts Lemaire back. Over the Minnesota line to Frank Mahovlich, now back to Lemaire. And he was checked and knocked down by Grant just as he was setting the shoot. Puck out to center, and Savard bowls Hextall over. Here's Reed coming in. Fires a shot, and it deflects off Tremblay's skate wide to the left. Reed at the blue line holding it in, or did he? No, he didn't. It came just out over the line, and he shot it back in offside.
The score is Montreal 3, North Stars 2, and North Stars hockey continues after this reminder.
Ralph Story here to tell you that Western Airlines now serves champagne to every passenger on every flight. And Western's employees hope that you notice their champagne attitude, too. One that makes your flight more enjoyable, more fun. From Minneapolis-St. Paul to Hawaii, from Alaska to Mexico, enjoy first-class leg space and champagne for all. Now every flight is a champagne flight, only on Western, the Champagne Airlines.
Now the North Stars attacking with Goldsworthy. Over the Montreal line, drop pass to Jordan to Goldsworthy. Going right in front of center. Oh, and Braden steered that one off, and it was right. Clear to the left wing boards now. And a shot down the ice by Flo. Reed picking it up at his blue line. Headman pass to Drouin. Back in over the line. Over to Goldsworthy. And Goldsworthy was outside.
This is where you hear the play-by-play of the Minnesota North Stars.
This is WCCO Minneapolis and St. Paul at 8:30, 15 degrees, 2.5 minutes after 10.
It was a pretty play there. And goalie almost got a goal. Took it over the blue line, dropped it for Drouin. Drouin fed him. He went in all alone on Dryden, but Dryden steered it away. Beautiful stop. 3-2 Montreal, 11:33 left to play in the third period.
Face off, Flo with Drouin. They tie up. Now Flo gets the puck, circles back in his zone, leaving a trailing pass to Savard, over to Tremblay. At center now, lobs a high one. Manning Ogle gloves it over his head, drops it, clears back of his net and to the right. Goldsworthy to Gruen. At center now, at the Montreal line, ran into Savard, played it by him, centered in. Grant was cutting in off the wing, but couldn't quite get there. Long pass to Roberts, breaking in over the Minnesota line, in a shot. And Manny Ogle out to lead an open net, a very fast score. Manny Ogle came way out to meet Roberts, forcing Roberts to shoot over the net, but Manny Ogle lost his balance, fell, and the puck came out in front, and LaRose knocked it in. And it's 4-2 Montreal. Claude LaRose scoring his 18th of the season. A tough break for the North Stars. The North Stars were really coming on strong, threatening to tie it. But that's the way the cookie crumbles, as they say. LaRose from Pete Mahovlich and Larry Plough. Now Gibbs shoots the puck into the Montreal zone. It's cleared to the right of the goal by Dryden. Prentice playing it back along the boards for Oliver. He's checked by Uhl, and Trombley gets it, coming to center. Trombley, left wing pass, got away from Tardif off the boards. Richard getting it now, coming back to his blue line, giving it to Trombley in his own zone. Now to Savard. Savard goes back of Dryden. Leaves it for Richard, back to Savard, now clears around on the left wing boards. Oliver getting it in the corner, checked by Tardif. Puck comes loose, and now to the blue line. Gibbs holding it in, moving to his backhand side. Now fires a shot that hit traffic, a loose puck bouncing around, and Trombley finally gets it. Now Trombley gets away from a sweep check by Prentice. Head mans to center for Richard. Right wing pass behind Uhl into the North Star zone, and Harris clears out on the left side to Prentice. Over the Montreal line. Trying to get around the defenseman Trombley, but lost the puck, and Trombley sends Uhl away. Over the Minnesota blue line. Cranks up for a slap shot that's wide to the left. Now Harris head manning to Prentice. Plays it back in his own zone to Gibbs, who comes out at center. Slides it to Prentice in over the Montreal line beside the goal for Oliver. Knocked off his stick by Bouchard. Now Harris from the blue line fires it in Uhl. And Tardif dumps it to center for Uhl. Over the Minnesota line. Goes by Nanny. A shot. And Nanny Ogle came sprawling out to me and made the save. And holds on for the faceoff.
It's 4-2 Montreal, and North Stars hockey continues after this reminder. Like every team in the NHL, our Minnesota North Stars think about winning. You should do the same thing when it comes to your dreams for the future. You can give those dreams a big boost by saving at Midwest Federal. Every dollar you deposit in a Midwest Passbook account puts you a step closer to the things you want. Tomorrow isn't so very far away. Bring it a little closer with a Passbook account from any Midwest Federal office. The National Golden Gloves Tournament of Champions will be held in Minneapolis beginning March 16th. Tickets are on sale now at $250. Midwest Federal suggests you get your tickets now from any boxing center or at Ching Johnson Builders.
Got a face-off upcoming in the North Star zone to the left between Dennis Ekstall and Pete Mahovlich. Puck comes to Mullins, moving across the front of his net to the right. Stops now. Now moves to his left, trying to get by Pete Mahovlich. Gives it to Paradise. Back out at center for Mullins. Works it by one check. Now slides it to Nevin. In over the blue line, tried to center and hit a player. He gets it again. Back to the left point. Mullins fires a shot, and that's blocked by Uhl. Oh, the Pete Mahovlich back at center. Left wing pass too far for Frank Mahovlich. Comes in the Minnesota zone to the right. Paradise in the corner. Playing it up on the right wing now to Nevin, who's back at center ice. Left wing pass. Parisi chasing it in the Montreal zone to the right. He falls, sliding into the corner. Now Hextall went after it. Lapointe clears it off the boards. And LaFleur is back at center ice. At the Minnesota line now, cranks up, fakes a slap shot, stops, makes the turn, centers, and hits Pete Mahovlich, goes in the left corner. Mahovlich pinned to the boards there by Hextall. Now LaFleur getting it back to the left point to Bouchard. He shot wide and high to the left. LaFleur after it, tried to center, it hit a stick and comes to Nevin. Now Nevin to Parisi over the Montreal line. Fourth wide to the right corner by Lapointe. Back of the net now. And Parisi hits there. Now Hextall centers back to center. Harris in a shot. He hits Clancy. He shoots it. Oh, and he shot it wide. Now a shot by Goldsworthy deflects off Bouchard to the corner. Hextall playing it off the board. Goldsworthy tied up, freezing it along the board, and play is stopped. Well, they've changed the assist on the last goal. That's right, Jim Roberts.
Yeah, he carried the puck all the way in.
Carried that puck in. It's Jim Roberts and Larry Plo getting the assist on LaRosa's goal. Face out to the left of Dryden. Puck comes back into the corner. Drew in after it with Lemaire. It's shot around behind the net. Grant now checked by LaRose. The puck comes loose to Tremblay. He fires it around behind the net. And steered out to center as Gibbs rams Roberts into the board. And now the puck comes over the Minnesota blue line behind Lemaire offside.
You know, Caesar's been doing more wandering of late out of the net, a la Jacques Plante. I think Jacques is the foremost goalie at that ploy. And this time he got caught, Al.
Yes. Now the puck comes back to Gibbs at the Minnesota blue line. He slides it left to Harris. Harris lobbing it and out to short hop it and glove it on the first hop is Dryden. He holds it for the faceoff.
The score is Montreal 4, Minnesota 2. And North Stars hockey continues after this reminder.
Bridgman's is a name you can count on, a truly reliable name to hundreds of folks who know that Bridgman's is always a good place to take the whole family for fine food and refreshments. How do they know? Experience. For over 35 years, Bridgman's standards of excellence and superior quality have proved it to them. At Bridgman's, there's something good to eat for everybody, and every member of the family will always find a warm welcome, even in our cold Minnesota wintertime. There are 23 stores in the metro area, or in Rochester, Northfield, La Crosse, or Menominee.
Puck is shot into the Minnesota zone from the Montreal side of center ice and an icing call against the Canadiens with 6 minutes 46 seconds remaining. And they go back to the left of Dryden for the faceoff.
The William Masterton Scholarship Fund reception is scheduled after Saturday night's game against St. Louis at Howard Wong's. Tickets are $250 each. They're on sale here at the rink and will be on sale at the door at Wong's. Proceeds go toward college scholarships for scholar athletes from the Bloomington school system.
The puck at Rocket. Henri Richard facing off with Murray Oliver. Puck comes into the corner to the left of the Montreal goal. Members of both teams in there after it. Nanny pushing and shoving with Bouchard. Now Oliver checked against the boards by Tardif. Bouchard and Nanny again. Now Tardif gets into it. Oliver tried to dig it out, but the play is stopped. And again, they'll face off to Dryden's left. Linesman Terry Pierce will drop the puck between Oliver and Richard stick. And the after with Bouchard. Now Tardif getting it, clearing it to Richard. Henry Richard at center. Slides it left to Tardif. Back to Richard. He's fanned on a pass. Oliver getting it, sliding it to Prentice in the center zone. Over the Montreal line. A shot. And Dryden gloves it, drops it, and clears ahead out into the center zone. Paradise taking it from Minnesota. Now a pass to Prentice. It got away from him. He chases it back into the North Star zone. Makes the turn. Slides it to Oliver. At his blue line back for Prentice. Down the left side. Over the Montreal line. Cutting in. Shooting. And it goes off Dryden. Back to his right. Gould getting it. Playing it off the right wing boards. And Richard out now. Long left wing pass. Too far for Tardif. Comes back into the North Star zone. Over the goal line. And Paradise gets through at first. And it's an icing call. 5:41 left. It's 4-2 Montreal, and North Stars hockey continues after this reminder. A while ago, we were talking about Grainbelt's 100-year-old water, water that's been purified by nature by filtering hundreds of miles along the Hinckley Strata until it comes to rest a quarter mile beneath the Grainbelt Brewery. This century-long filtering has created the purest water, the most perfect water you can find for brewing. This is the reason that Grainbelt is the beer with perfect beer flavor, perfect beer taste. This is why we say Grainbelt beer is one of a kind. Back in the North Star zone. Cleared out on the right side now. Nevin ahead to Hextall. Over the Montreal line. Forced into the left corner by LaPerriere. Back of the net. Hextall overskates it. Nevin carries on to Parisi. He's tied up behind the net. Now it's cleared to the left side by LaPerriere, and it's dumped to center by Frank Mahovlich. Gibbs intercepts. Back in over the line to Parisi. Trying to cut in a shot. And Dryden just hugged the right post to cut the angle and made the save. Now Frank Mahovlich, a long pass going in, a shot, and Manny Ogle kicked it out. Pete Mahovlich tried to shoot, but Gibbs stole it off his stick and goes back of the net with it. Now Gibbs slides it to Hextall at the right wing board. He dumps it to Nevin at the blue line. Bobby Nevin, rink wide for Parisi over the Montreal line. Battles with Lafleur, centers it, is caught and dropped to the left of the goal by Dryden. Now cleared out on the left wing for Frank Mahovlich. Too far for Plo. Harris dumping it back to center. Now Frank Mahovlich again loses it to Parisi. Parisi back in his own zone. Slides it to Barry Gibbs on the right side. Now rink wide to Parisi down the left side. Over the Montreal line, cutting to his right, but in the meantime, as he made the cut, Hextall and Nevin got outside. He cut before he crossed the line.
Here's a late score, Al. The Skins 3, the Shirts 2.
Who are those guys?
4-2, Montreal leads the North Stars with 4:14 left in our game. St. Louis will be here at the Met Sports Center this Saturday night. The game is a sellout. However, they're going to put standing room seats on sale tomorrow morning at 9:30.
That comes back to Paradise in the center zone to Mullins. He dumps it. It comes into the Montreal zone. Grant to Drouin. Across for Goldsworthy. He had it turned back to get it. The pass behind him. Goldsworthy playing it off the board. Drouin after it now. Trying to get by Bouchard. Lost the puck. And Lapointe headmans to Plo. Left wing pass to Roberts. In over the Minnesota line. Cross to LaRose. And it goes off his stick. Maniago clears back to the net as Mullins lost his balance and fell. Now LaRose along the near boards, getting the puck, dumping it in front. Paradise poking at it, but it's picked up by Plo, a shot. And Maniago grabs it and holds it. Three minutes, 29 seconds remaining. Face off, the puck goes rink wide to the left of the Minnesota goal. Grant playing it back in the corner. Mullins going back of his net with it to the right side. Mullins weaving now, trying to get away from Plo. Ducks his check in the center zone. Now he's forced to leave it as Plo caught him again. Paradise carries on over the Montreal line. Dumps it to the side of the goal, and it's picked up there by the Canadiens and played off the boards out to center by Lapointe. Now Paradise leaving it at center for Mullins on a crisscross. Mullins to Grant, steers it into Goldsworthy. Goldsworthy in front. Oh, and the pass is behind Drew, and he was right in the slot. And that's the difference. You put them on their stick in the slot, or you don't put them on. And if you don't, they don't get that good scoring chance. Now Paradise with the puck at the Minnesota blue line at center. Firing it into the right of the Montreal goal. It comes off the boards, and Lapointe goes back of the net with it. Left wing pass to Roberts now. At center, blocked by Nanny, moving in, and he fell as he ran into Bouchard. They both went in. Nanny trying to get in position for a backhand shot, and they both fell as they bumped. Puck back at center, and now it's shot in by Reed off to the right of the goal. Lapointe back behind the net. Clears to the left corner for Roberts. He's checked by Nanny in the corner. Nanny stealing the puck. Tried to put it in front, and it's intercepted by Lapointe. Now Lapointe bringing it out to center. Sliding a pass to Richard over the Minnesota line. Broken up by Prentice, and Reed gets the puck. His pass hit Tardif. Tardif to Richard, who comes back to center with 2 minutes left now. Richard giving it to Savard. Rink wide to Trombley at the Montreal line. Back to Savard. He comes to center. At the Minnesota line, shoots it into the left of the goal. Maniago out to the left of his net, setting it up, Reed taking it. Now Reed got turned back. Slide to rink wide pass to the right side for Gibbs. Gibbs pass to center, got off Oliver's stick, and Trombley shoots it back in the North Star zone. Reed poking it out. Too far for Prentice. Ool playing it back to Trombley in his own zone. A minute and a half now to Savard. At center for Richard. His pass intercepted by Reed, starting back down the left side. Over the line, a shot just wide to the right, comes out to the left, kneeling at the boards, checked by Tardif. And Richard comes to the blue line, puck comes out to center. Gibbs firing it back in. Trombley now, swinging in behind Dryden. Comes to the left side, Trombley feeding a pass to Richard. At center, got away from him. Gibbs knocks Richard down. to the delight of the crowd, and back in comes Nevin to Parisi. Right in front. Oh, Nevin couldn't get a shot. He goes back to the net center to hit the side of the goal. Now Parisi's pass back to the point for Paradise, intercepted by Tardif. To Hull. Long shot back off Maniago, and Paradise gets it. Paradise clearing out on the left side. Hextall after it. Trombley played it off the boards to prevent him from getting it, and now back comes Richard. A long shot. Maniago goes to his knees to make the save. 30 seconds. Paradise to Mullins. Mullins back at center. And over the center line. Ducks a check from Richard, who fails. In over the Montreal line, a long shot blocked by Dryden, who gives it to Trombley. Trombley tied up by Parisi, falls. The puck shot back of the net. Cornoyer clearing around on the near boards, and Tardif dumping it to center, where Paradise turns with it. 5 seconds now. Mullins, long shot. Dryden steering it off to his right. And there goes the siren, and the Montreal Canadiens defeat the Minnesota North Stars 4-2. And we'll have the summary of tonight's game in 1 minute.
When you come across a good thing, you like to share it with a friend. You may actually recommend it. You know, this is how many people have come to know about the security of saving at the sign of the tree. Midwest Federal. It's a good feeling. It's good to know about. Something to recommend. It's been going on like that for 80 years now. Thousands of people, one friend to another, recommending Midwest Federal, the most experienced savings institution around, as the place to save.
Here's how it went. The North Stars losing 4-2 to Montreal. And the scoring went like this in the first period, with Bob Paradise off for hooking at 17:29. Jacques Lemaire heaved a big power shot, got his 22nd goal of the season, assist to Mark Tardif and Yvon Cornoyer. That made it 1-0 Montreal at the end of the first period. Penalties. Andre Richard went off for roughing. Gibbs for roughing. Those two got into it for a while. Goldsworthy went off for cross-checking. Paradise, as I said, for hooking, and it cost the North Stars a goal on a power play. Jimmy Roberts also went off for hooking, so it was 1-0 at the end of one period. In the second period, Guy Lapointe scored his 8th goal of the season, assisted Jimmy Roberts at 2:13 of the second period to make it 2-0. At 7:31, a garbage goal. Guy Lafleur shot head-on to Maniago. The puck came out, and Caesar didn't clear it. He was a little lackadaisical on that one, and Mahovlich just picked it up and drilled it home for his 26th goal of the season. They also gave an assist to Frank Mahovlich in the play. So that made it 3-0, and the North Stars really hadn't started skating yet. And then at 10:36, Jude Drouin picked up a rebound and a shot by Danny Grant and stuffed it home past Dryden for his 12th goal of the season. Grant and Reed getting the assist at 10:36, and that sparked the North Stars. Turning 3-1, they suddenly came alive and started forechecking and skating and hitting. The crowd got behind them, and they got a quick goal at 14:57. It was Bill Goldsworthy's 26th assist to Drouin and Grant at 14:57. Mahovlich was off the big M at that time for tripping, so it was a power play goal to Goldsworthy. And that made it Montreal 3, North Stars 2 at the end of two periods. In the third period, the Stars came out, and they were really moving, putting the pressure on. But then they got caught down ice, didn't get back in time. Jimmy Roberts skated the puck in, fired a shot off of Maniago. Caesar went behind the net and got caught. Before he could get back in, Claude LaRose came around the side of the net and stuffed it into an open goal. A North Star, one of the defensemen, was standing in the net, but he couldn't make the save. Larry Plow also got an assist on that goal, as did Jimmy Roberts at 9:42. And for all everybody knew here at that point, it was just about over. There wasn't any more scoring after that. It was 4-2 at 9:42 of the third period. The Stars tried gallantly to come back. They were unable to do so. And so the score and the game ended 4-2 Montreal. The three Stars tonight, Ken Dryden number one, Jude Drouin number two, Jimmy Roberts number three. The North Stars had 32 shots on goal. Montreal had 44. 15,459 fans were on hand for this hockey game tonight.
And now, on behalf of Jack Douglas, our producer, Dick Dishnew, our engineer, Al Shaver, our play-by-play man, this is Steve Cannon, hoping you'll be with us again for more North Stars hockey Saturday night, when the North Stars will play St. Louis. The final score, once again, Montreal 4, Minnesota 2.
The games of the Minnesota North Stars were brought to you by Midwest Federal, the number one sports fan, with safety, security, and experience. Midwest Federal, the big one here in Midwest Territory. By the Dodge Boys, those good guys with the opportunity cars from Dodge. Depend on it. By Western Airlines, with first-class legroom at Coach Fair. By Greenbelt, the most popular beer in North Star country. And by Minnesota's first family of healthcare plans, Minnesota Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and MII.